Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution, NMR, LLC, in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so we'll just open lines unless we can get him. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But one of the most important things right now is to look at the Boston Marathon bombing and realize that at least part of this was staged. How many people died? Well, you've been told that three died. Do you know that for a fact, or did you read it in the newspapers? How many people were wounded? Somewhere 175 to 225. How do you know that? Why, you heard it on television. What can you believe that you hear on television, or that you hear on the radio, or that you read in the newspapers or news magazines? And absolutely nothing, because the media is controlled by six major corporations. That's why you need Professor Ben Bagdikian's book. Now, professors are left-wing extremists who thinks that the right-wing controls the media, but his facts are right. It's just that his perspective is wrong. I've talked to him. He's retired now. He's a professor of journalism who spent 30 years studying the control of the media. Started in 1980 when about 50 major corporations controlled the media. And certainly by the year 2004, when the last edition of his book, The New Media Monopoly, that's The New Media Monopoly, came out. And at that time, six major corporations controlled the media and largely determined what the American people think and believe. And they pretend, some of them pretend to be conservative. Some of them pretend to be liberal. But they're already controlled by the same people. And it's all a game, ladies and gentlemen. They create your reality. One of the six corporations, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Sydney, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, a GM sold NBC to Comcast. Comcast has over 1,200 radio stations. Comcast has over 1,200 radio stations. And then, of course, there's Murdoch, and he controls the Wall Street Journal. He controls certainly Fox Media. He controls, dozens of publishing houses and newspapers all across the world. And they pretend to be conservative, and they're not, or they're all tied into the Brotherhood. To pretend that you hear both sides, but you really don't. And so this is really what's so significant about what happened as far as the Boston bombing, because at least part of it was staged. How do I know that for certain? Well, basically, if you look at the blood. I mean, remember, I was an orthopedic surgeon for many years. I know what blood that's been around and shed for some time looks like. It's not a bright red. It begins to turn dark as it oxidizes. And certainly, the fresh blood will be red. But look at that blood on the ground that's there for some time. It's all that same bright red blood. And, of course, basically, blood tends to pool. It's sticky. When in large amounts, but that isn't what you saw you see this blood, this bright red coloring on the ground, and suddenly this is staged. Now, how am I absolutely certain this is true? Well, certainly go onto your internet site and type in Jeff Bauman pictures. And you'll see one picture of Jeff Bauman laying on the ground, cradling his left thigh. Now, basically, the entire trouser leg has been torn off almost up to the groin. If you look at the very, very top, you can almost see where, of course, the skin color ends, and it gets dark next to that, almost as if maybe what you're seeing is a mirage. Maybe this is an artificial prosthesis that's been put onto that leg. Well, who do we have calling? Is this Jim Fetzer? Who's calling?
Yes, it is. I'm so delighted to be on with you again, my friend. You've done a brilliant job of dissecting the fraud in the Boston bombing with regard to Jeff Bauman. And yes, it appears to be a false prosthesis that was put on his leg to conceal that he actually had been amputated above the knee to create that difficulty in identifying who actually was involved here. But where, when they're rushing him away in the wheelchair stand, the false prosthesis falls off and they have to stop and reattach it.
Well, where can we see pictures of that?
I have them on, let's see, I've got at least two recent websites. One is probably it's Man of the Year, Stella Tremblay, New Hampshire legislator. But there are also many other places on YouTube where you can find it. But that would probably be a good one.
Okay, fine. Well, we will take a look at that. And because I tried it yesterday, but I found some other things to convince me that this is just as phony as a $3 bill. And those pictures are staged. But you pick up the story, Jim. People have heard me talk about it before, pointing out the fact that you don't take somebody that's had both legs blown off, that suddenly there's a tourniquet on the left leg, but there's none on the right leg. He would have simply bled out. And yet they put him into a wheelchair so they can wheel him over to the ambulance. Why couldn't the ambulance come there? Looking around, there's nothing on the streets. Why couldn't the ambulance come and get him? Those are staged pictures of a fellow with a BK amputation and a tibia sticking out the end of it. Go up on the internet and pull down all the pictures of Jeff Bauman, and especially when the one where he's laying on the ground with, of course, his leg blown off. Well, at least he has a BK amputation on the left side, and then a piece of tibia sticking out the bottom. But that obviously is a staged picture, because where is the flesh? Where is the muscle? He has some muscle on some of the other pictures, but not on that one. It's very easy to see almost the entire circumference of this amputated BK amputation. And where is the muscle? Where is the fat? Where, not even a skin laceration there. Go right ahead.
Stan, you're so completely correct, and you can see from earlier photographs where his false prosthesis is extending upward. There's no blood spurting whatsoever. In fact, they later deliver the blood through packets, which appears to be, you know, an artificial blood that is the wrong color. It's the kind of thing Hollywood would use. It's a kind of a bright red, and while the blood initially coming from an artery will be bright red, when it oxidizes, it turns dark red, so that, you know, we can contrast with a real bleeding incidence, and it's completely different. Stan, this is as phony as a $3 bill. I mean, I hate to say it, but this appears to be another scam brought to us by Homeland Security and the FBI with the assistance of Kraft International.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. The American Student Network, our guest Jim Fetzer, former professor and one of the best informed people on this country, America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Jim Fetzer, a former professor, and he's retired now, and he's spending a lot of time analyzing what's going on. And he's certainly has written a great deal about the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, why would they lie to us about what happened there? Well, very simply, they want to pass more laws. Oh, we have domestic terrorists. The two boys did it, obviously. They confessed to it. They kidnapped some fellow, took his Mercedes SUV, and they said, oh, yes, we're the ones who carried out the Boston Marathon bombing, and we just killed a police officer sitting in his car at MIT. And then they released this guy so he can identify them to the police. Does that really make sense to you, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we're told, of course, that the younger boy tried to commit suicide by shooting himself in the mouth. And then we're told he didn't have a gun. So how did he shoot himself in the mouth? Can you explain that to me? And why, when he's laying wounded in a boat, didn't they simply try to get him out of the boat? Why did they pepper the boat with bullets when he didn't have a gun? Ladies and gentlemen, are the police really that stupid that they would shoot somebody? And then so many conflicting stories we hear, certainly the older brother, supposedly, in the shootout with the police, starts walking at the police, firing at them. He comes out from behind the car. Do you think anybody in their right mind would come out from behind a car with protection and, of course, start firing at the police until he runs out of ammunition, and then they tackle him while he's reloading? And then I saw that very evening, it was Friday evening, the 19th of April, on the Rock Center. I was watching the program, and they had the infrared pictures that were taken by the police of the shooting, and you could see these two blue blobs on the screen and all the dots in them. Those were the firing and hundreds of shots being fired from either side. The boys only had one gun with limited ammunition. It was all staged. And if they staged that, what else did they stage? They had to have advanced knowledge. Reality is usually scoffed at, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing games with their minds. Jim, you go right ahead and pick up the story.
Oh, Stan, yeah, you're doing a great job on this. In fact, this case was cracked by the alternative media so fast that the FBI had to send out a stooge to tell the public to ignore all the photographs of Kraft International, where we already knew that the backpack from which one of these bombs had exploded was black with a white square on it. We have photographs of Kraft International. This is an outfit like Blackwater. In other words, it's a private mercenary army with a black backpack with a white square. They're wearing this distinctive outfit, dark jackets, caps that have the skull and logo of Kraft International. They're using cell phones. They aren't paying attention to the marathon. They're clearly doing something, but it is contrived. And when the after the backpack blows up, you see these craft people running away, and the guy who had the backpack with a white square is no longer carrying his backpack, and the one that blows up is the one that has the white square on it. We also have photographs of the younger brother wearing his backpack. It's slung over his right shoulder. It's obviously not containing a pressure cooker bomb. It's the wrong color. It's like silver, whereas the backpack that exploded in one case was the black one with a white mark, in the other case it was brown or tan. So they have to bring out this FBI stooge to say, don't look at the man behind the curtain. We want you to only look at these two photographs, as though they could possibly have gone through all the photographs, which, you know, included hundreds, even thousands of people, and eliminated them all as having no complicity or involvement in the crime, which is simply absurd on its face. But the fact is, they show the photographs of the two brothers, Stan, and then they say, we want your help in identifying them. Well, that's another scam, because the FBI, it turns out, had them under surveillance for 5 years, so they knew exactly who it was they were showing photographs of, Stan. I mean, this is such a monstrous lie. This is such a monstrous hoax. It's embarrassing that they could be this amateurish.
And, you know, the amazing thing is, of course, that the FBI insists, well, we did talk to him in 2011 after we were warned by both the Saudis and certainly by the Russians that this boy was subversive, was a radical Islamist, was trying to stir up trouble. But we found nothing wrong, so we stopped our surveillance. And yet the mother said he was, the older brother was under constant surveillance. They were reading all of his letters. They were listening to all of his telephone calls. They were calling him. They had him in surveillance all the time. So either the mother is lying, or the FBI is lying. Would the FBI lie to us? Of course they would. If you work for the FBI, you do what you're told or you lose your job. And if you're an FBI agent and you release the truth, if you came forward and told the people the truth, you'd go to Leavenworth. You sign a secrecy agreement when you join the FBI, and you're told if you break that, you'll go to Leavenworth or perhaps even worse. So,
Stan, the FBI has a history. It spends more time covering up crimes committed by the government than it does solving them. There's a whole string of these alleged terrorist acts where the FBI was complicit, you know, in setting things up and even providing the explosive, crimes that would never have been committed but for the FBI's involvement. Let me mention something startling. Russia Today is giving us more truth about the Boston bombing than is the New York Times. It's completely shocking. If you go onto YouTube, you can find a piece entitled The Truth Seeker, Boston Bombing, What You Aren't Told, which even includes footage showing how the older brother was taken into custody. He was stripped naked. He was placed into a police car, stand. Both his mother and his aunt have identified him. And the next thing we know, we have the body. It's been brutalized. His face is all bruised and bloodied. He's got a huge gash in his side. A witness reported having seen him run over multiple times by the police using an SUV. I mean, this is one of the great outrages of recent times.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just not being told the truth. I don't know how we could have the pictures of him being marched naked, and then the stories of him being run over repeatedly by the police, and then we're told that his brother actually ran over him. Why would his brother run over him, ladies and gentlemen? Does that make sense to you? Stop and think about it. And then, of course, the brothers park, they can't follow. I mean, they've got all these police cars there, but they can't follow this SUV. And, of course, it's parked up 3 or 4 blocks away from the site. The boy gets out of it. He's injured. He hides in the back of this boat. So what do? Instead of searching the area adjacent where the SUV is, they lock down all of Boston, tell people not to come out of their homes, close everything down, and start the door-to-door search all over Boston. Now, logic would tell you that you would look in the area where the SUV was parked. Wouldn't that be the logical thing to do? So why would they lock down all of Boston and start door-to-door searches with SWAT teams? Jim, how gullible are the American people?
I think this was one of the objectives, Stan, to create this massive military presence in Boston, you know, a city historically known for its liberalism, to make it look as though this was perfectly normal. Then we had Chuck Hagel, our Secretary of Defense, saying he's ready to trash posse comitatus, which, of course, is a federal law passed in 1878 that forbids the use of military forces to perform police functions. It's one of the vital elements of our legal system that keeps us from turning into a military state. And then, of course, by going door to door and forcing people out of their homes without any warrants, they were grossly violating the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizure. To lock down a whole city because one missing 19-year-old boy, I mean, it's outrageous. This clearly was a very important dimension of the PSYOP that was being performed in Boston that day.
And, of course, one of the most interesting aspects of this whole thing is the uncle. The uncle, of course, is repeatedly interviewed by the television. And he's very, very critical of his nephews. They got what they deserved. Turn yourselves in. You shouldn't have done it. And then we find out that the uncle was married to the daughter of some fellow named Graham Fuller, a high CIA official, supposedly retired, but you never retire from the CIA. And then we find out the uncle had gone over to Chechnya and tried to stir up a revolution over there and then is allowed to come back to the United States. Something's very wrong with this story.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right, Stan. Completely wrong. And they even try to play on our distant memories of Lee Oswald, who, of course, was supposed to have shot a police officer, J.D. Tippit. And that was a reason for believing he had shot the JFK. There was nothing to it. He hadn't shot Tippit. There were four shell casings found at the scene, which the first officer there had initialed. They were ejected from automatics. They were two of one brand, two of another. Oswald had a revolver. There's no way he'd shoot an officer three times in the body and then once in the head, and then pull the shell casings out of his body. Apparently, the young brother was attempting to surrender to the security officer on the campus, whom he knew. But when the security officer called in, the real perp showed up and shot him in the face to try to implicate the brother. I mean, this is completely outrageous, Stan. And when the brother emerged from the boat, even the boat had been subjected to a massive fuselage of bullets, he appeared to be unscathed. He climbed out under his own power, and the next thing we see is lying on the ground, and it appears someone's actually performing surgery on his throat. It looks as though they may have cut his throat right there on the ground so he couldn't speak.
And basically, I mean, why would they fire 120, we don't know, some people say 20 shots into the boat, 200 shots in the boat? He doesn't have a weapon. He doesn't have a weapon. Remember all the stories about how he shot himself in the throat? He didn't have a weapon. He didn't have a weapon. And basically, we've been told he confessed to everything. How do we know that? Why, we read it in the newspaper, of course. We heard it on television. The FBI told us. The FBI also told us that Senator Lee Harvey Oswald worked by himself. And basically, I talked to him. Jim Fetzer is going to be giving a talk at the conspiracy conference in San Francisco, in Milpitas. Santa Clara already sent San Jose, for those of you in your area. If you want to hear him talk on the Kennedy assassination, and of course, Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot President Kennedy, and the FBI knew that. J. Edgar Hoover was part of the plot to actually kill the president. He hated the Kennedy boys, just like LBJ did. Jay did. In fact, there's a new book out by Roger Stone, who was an assistant to Richard Nixon, who worked for his reelection, who was an administrator in the Nixon administration. He says, obviously, LBJ was intimately involved with this assassination of President Kennedy, and certainly Richard Nixon was involved as well. He had even hired Jack Ruby at one time. This is a new book just coming out the next few days by Roger Stone. The government has been covering up ever since the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and the FBI was intimately involved with that, as they're intimately involved with this. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get information, and you've got to take a stand, because we have an invisible government that is leading us to disaster and using our financial and military power to bring about their world government under the control of a ruling elite. We have a ruling elite in America, controls both political parties, makes mockery of our electoral process with their voting machines. Where is the outcry from the American people? Why we're much more concerned about certainty of the baseball season than we are about what really happened. But this whole thing with the Boston Marathon, they've used it, they want to go on to something else. They've established the precedent that we've got to be able to do away with posse comitatus and start searching home to home, looking for the people who are responsible for the bombing. And yet, everything points out that these boys were trying to surrender, and they wouldn't let them surrender.
Most Americans, Stan, have no idea that last October 3rd, a subcommittee of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Intelligence released a report based upon its study of 680 fusion center reports, where fusion centers merge federal, state, and local anti-terrorism efforts. Gathered between 2009 and 2010, Stan, and in that 680 reports they studied, they found the number of indications of terrorist activity by Americans, zero, zilch, nada, none, not a single instance, Stan. So why in the world is Homeland Security accumulating 1.5 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammunition, not even permissible for use in combat under the Hague Convention of 1899?
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Tim Fetzer. And if you have a question, give us a call. I don't want comments, but if you have a question for our guest, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Jim, tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information on this subject.
Oh, terrific, Stan. Yeah, just do a search on Veterans Today, Jim Fetzer. Veterans Today, Jim Fetzer. And you'll get access to, you know, 60 or 70 articles of mine, including four or five about the Boston bombings, dozens about JFK, a whole lot about 9/11. A new article, by the way, Stan, that confirms everything you've been saying is entitled False Flag Theater. Boston bombing involves clearly staged carnage. False flag theater. Boston bombing involves clearly staged carnage. Goes through all the evidence of the fake blood and the fake prosthesis and the whole bit, exactly as you're describing. And something else Americans don't know. If you go back over the last 15 years of terrorist incidents in the United States, according to the National Safety Council, the last 15 years, there have been 129 involving Latino terrorists, principally in Puerto Rico. There have been 122 involving white terrorists. There have been 22 involving Jewish terrorists. There have only been 18 involving Muslim terrorists. So why are we so focusing on Muslim terrorists when Jewish terrorists and white terrorists and Latino terrorists are committing many more terrorist incidents? This is all political theater, Stan. We are being railroaded to promote this idea of a war on terror, when we know we have overwhelming evidence that those 19 alleged Islamic hijackers had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. In fact, a half a dozen or more of them turned up alive and well the following day, including, as Mohammed Atta's father reported, his son called him terrorized, saying he was okay, he had nothing to do with it, but he was in fear for his life, as well he should have been.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, isn't it amazing? Just stop and think about it. The FBI had no idea who there was going to be an attack on the World Trade Center. They had no idea at all. They had no idea who any of the people were. They were not following any of the people. But the day after the attack, they had pictures of all of the people, and they had their life stories. Isn't that amazing? How were they able to be so inefficient before the World Trade Center bombing and so efficient immediately afterwards? In fact, you can go up in the air, Google and type in a six of 9/11 hijackers alive and well, and you'll find several articles there. Yes, sir, they died that day, and then they came back to life. But the American people don't want to think about and ask, how could that be? Or any more than they could ask and see that red coloring on the streets there in Boston and say, why is that red coloring there? I mean, that's not how blood looks. Or look at the picture of Jeff Bauman. The name is Jeff Bauman, the fellow who lost both legs, and you'll see him laying on the ground there with his BK amputation. And simply type in pictures of Jeff Bauman. I pull down all those pictures, blow them up. Look at the picture of him laying on the ground. Certainly no muscles showing, no fat, no damage to this BK amputation stump. Just a piece of tibia sticking out the bottom of it. How could that be? And then, of course, you see the pictures of him sitting in the wheelchair, and you see all the muscle hanging out the back, but no muscle around the bone, just the bone sitting there. That's a staged picture. And then, of course, what's the truth? Well, then type in Boston Bruin, Jeff Bauman, Boston Bruin hockey game, and you'll see Jeff Bauman sitting in a chair with two above-knee amputations. Both legs are amputated above the knee. Wait a minute. Now, I saw the picture with the below-knee amputation, but he's sitting there with two above-knee amputations. How could that be? And you're not supposed to ask those embarrassing questions because you might begin to question your reality. Go right ahead, Jim.
And it's great that you mentioned the Boston Bruins, because in the article I was mentioning False Flag Theater, they show a photo of a hockey player who had his jugular vein sliced, and you see real blood on the ice, and you can see that it's dark blood. It's not bright red blood like we see in the staged photographs. I mean, this was all Hollywood-style special effects, Stan. It's completely stunning, and this is hardly the only time in which the Obama administration has been pulling a scam on the American people. That whole raid on the compound in Pakistan that allegedly killed Osama bin Laden was another piece of political political theater. Osama bin Laden actually died on 15 December 2001. He was buried in an unmarked grave in Afghanistan. In accordance with Muslim tradition, there were local obituaries. Even Fox News reported in February or March. David Ray Griffin has a whole book about it, Osama bin Laden Dead or Alive. Nick Kohlerstrom, who's an historian of science from the UK, who is an expert on the 7/7 London bombing, says an article about it, Osama bin Laden, 1957 to 2001. The movie Zero Dark Thirty, therefore, is based on an historical fiction. And if you want to get the details about it, just check out, do a search on Zero Dark Thirty, The Deeper, Darker Truths, in which I explain the fraud that was being perpetrated in that instance. And here's another stand. In Sandy Hook was another. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. Our government is lying to us again and again and again.
Well, that's the invisible government that really runs things from behind the scenes and creates our reality. And as we often say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it'll be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Look at those pictures of Jeff Bauman sitting in the wheelchair there, sitting at the Boston Bruins game with two above-knee amputations. And then ask yourself, how could he have two above-knee amputations when we saw the pictures of him with the left below-knee amputation? Just go up on the Internet and type and Google pictures of Jeff Bauman. They've got, actually, somebody's compiled a tremendous numbers of pictures, and of course that's a very well-healed left below knee amputation stump with something with a piece of tibia sticking out the bottom, and that's not the way it looks in real life. Remember, I was an orthopedic surgeon for 40 years. I know what trauma looks like, and those are staged pictures. So,
and you've also made the impact.
Tell them how they did it, Jim, because I think fascinating.
Yeah, well, you've also made the impeccable point, Stan, that this healing, you know, is much too fast. I mean, if this had been a bona fide blowing away of his legs on that occasion, he would still be in recovery. He would have to learn how to walk. He'd have to learn to use a prosthesis. Instead, we have a sequence of photographs in which a man who is in a hood is assisting him in applying the false prosthesis and in distributing the blood on the scene. It's completely shocking. And in the article, Man of the Year, Stella Trembe, a New Hampshire legislator, and I call her Man of the Year rather than Woman of the Year or Person of the Year because she's the only one who has the balls to tell it like it is. There's an analysis of the false tibia that shows that it's not a real tibia by Sophia Smallstorm. It's right there in the article. I mean, this is outrageous, Stan, completely outrageous.
Sophia Smallstorm is the woman who from New Hampshire?
No, that's Stella Tremblay. Sophia is going to be another speaker out at the ConCon stand. She's going to talk about Sandy Hook.
All right, fine. This is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, 877-254-7754.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Jim Fetzer, and we're talking about the Boston Marathon bombing. If you have a question for Jim, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. So this is obviously a fraud. I mean, I don't know what is really was going on behind the scenes. Certainly the older brother, Tamerlan, certainly went over. He had a wife and a child. He had no visible means of support. He went over to Chechnya and visited Russia. He spent 6 months over there traveling. No means of support, no financial means of support. And even according to the New York Times, when he was over there, why he was talking about this radical Islamic bit to the point where none of the people over there wanted anything to do with him. They felt he was an extremist. In fact, I can't help if they maybe thought he was an agent provocateur trying to stir up revolutionary activity like his uncle, who was married to the daughter of a high-ranking CIA official. But, of course, how does a person, 23 years old, with no means of support, a wife and a 3-year-old daughter, spend 6 months traveling over in Chechnya, going from Chechnya to other areas, just talking to people about starting an Islamic revolution? Doesn't quite make sense to me, does it, you, Jim?
Stan, they're playing on our background with regard to Oswald, who, of course, had been in the Soviet Union himself. He had married a Russian woman. He had a daughter. And then he's alleged to have shot a policeman. I mean, this whole thing is completely outrageous. The key point there is if he's got relatives in the CIA, they appear to be in the ones who set up the two brothers as patsies. Even the New York Times has gone completely berserk by publishing these incredibly long, detailed stories. Stand their fabrications. They were Homeland Security and the FBI, which managed this whole event with Kraft International, were caught with their pants down when the alternative media identified the Kraft International people as the perps. And they've been doing everything they can to desperately cover it up. This is so amateurish. This is so flimsy that their word is blowing their whole cover. So they're just piling on massively, Stan. They're making this stuff up more and more and more and more. They're trying to make it overwhelming so the average American couldn't possibly conceive the government could be lying so extensively, so massively, and in such detail.
And Chris, basically all you have to do is look at the pictures of the boys there, certainly at the marathon, and the older brothers carrying this black backpack. Look at the backpack. Do you honestly believe that they could have a pressure cooker in that backpack? Look at the picture and use your intelligence. And now we're told Jeff Bauman had identified Tamerlan. He identified the bomber, Jeff Bauman, certainly the man who had both legs blown off. I said he was just standing there. He was there, wanted to watch his girlfriend complete the race. And, of course, we've never seen a picture of his girlfriend, but he said he was standing there. A fellow walked up to him, looked him right in the eye, took off his backpack, put it down, walked away, and then came the explosion that blew off both of his legs. But look at him at the Boston Bruin game. Look at Jeff Bauman at the Boston Bruin game. 19 days ago, he'd had his legs blown off. He's got a big smile on his face. He's waving the flag. He has two above-the-knee amputations. Two above-the-knee amputations. How did he go from a left BK amputation to a left AK amputation? Did they take him to the hospital and cut off his knee, which is instrumental as far as his ability to walk? How did they do this? Or maybe it's all make-believe, ladies and gentlemen. And the implications are frightening. It means the media is controlled, our reality is controlled. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, Stan, you're so right, and Sandy Hook is, and the, all the evidence we have indicates that Sandy Hook was orchestrated by the White House and the Department of Justice. We have reports from residents in the area at the scene that there were black Homeland Security SUVs all over the community before the alleged incident at Sandy Hook. One of the points is that there was no massive infusion of emergency medical technicians rushing in to get the little bodies into ambulances to hospitals to declare whether they're dead or alive. There's no way in which it could have been done at the scene. We have the coroner claiming they were all shot with the long gun, with a Bushmaster, but we have national news reports that the body was found with only handguns, that the Bushmaster was left in the car. Dennis Camino, with whom I did a paper on this, the nexus of tyranny, the strategy behind Tucson, Aurora, and Sandy Hook, discovered that the Connecticut emergency communication system had been taken over earlier that morning. This whole thing was a fabrication, another fraud, another fakery. The witnesses, the people who were there were all dressed in casual clothes. There weren't men in business suits who appeared to have just come over from work. There weren't women who were well-dressed, having been rushed over from the office. This was some kind of drill that they were using and arranging that they then presented as though there had been an actual shooting. It's completely outrageous, Stan. It's all to deceive the American people.
Well, it's so hard to figure out what really happened. I mean, how do we, you and I as individuals, I mean, unless we could go back and spend a lot of time there and interview people, but one thing I did do is I called the hospital where Jeff Baum was a patient, and they never heard of him. I called the Spalding Rehab Center, not once, but three times. And since I am part of the media, I wanted to talk to the press representative, and all I ever got was a recording, and we'll call you back immediately if you're on, certainly on press time. You've got to get the story right away. I'll get right back to you. And the most amazing thing, he's never gotten back to me after three telephone calls. In each one, the recording says, and I'll get back to you immediately. So, you, ladies and gentlemen, you can do this sort of thing if you really care. And then start talking about it. Get to certainly Jim Fetzer's articles. They're very, very well done. And certainly the background. And what was that New Hampshire legislator, her name, who wrote the man of the article, the man of the year?
Yeah, I wrote the article Man of the Year about her, Stan.
Well, you wrote the article Man of the Year about
her. Yeah, Stella Tremblay, New Hampshire legislator. She's the only one who's had the courage to speak up and say, he's not writhing in agony. This doesn't look right to her, and she's absolutely correct. And yet the New Hampshire legislator voted 312-0 to praise Jeff Bauman, who's the imposter and fake, and to condemn Stella Tremblay, who's the only one who's got the nerve to speak the truth.
Is that Tremblay or Tremblay?
Yeah, Tremblay. T-R-I-M-B-L-A-Y. Stella Tremblay.
Stella Tremblay. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Time flies. Jim Fetzer is going to be talking at the Conspiracy Conference June 1st, June 2nd. If you need information, contact us. Conspiracy Conference. And it's important.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses,
papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a 1 hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood.
Well, Dr. Man, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations out across America, and certainly every week we are on about 50 outlets. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope that you go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs there. You can certainly see a list of all of the books and four CD sets and other items that we carry that do help us. And of course, we, as you know, we carry in America, too, soap products and Berkey products, and we carry certainly a line of health products, certainly vitamins and minerals and flavonoids and the things that Barbara and I take, and we're doing pretty well considering I'm 84, and I'll tell you, my wife is in her early 70s, and she looks like she's in her 50s, and her hair hasn't even begun to turn gray. Of course, it did begin to turn gray. She started taking these items, and they turned back to the color it was before again. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to help Radio Liberty, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a list of the health products and the other items that even carry a line of spices, which we think are important. Oh, just because the food tastes better that way. But we've been using them for many, many years, and they really do help make eating much more fun. Under any circumstances, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get an understanding of the spiritual forces at work behind what's going on, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But of course, the ultimate goal is to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion to destroy Christianity. And believe me, Christianity is under attack in America today. And finally, to install a world leader. And of course, you know who that's going to be. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. I will be having a table at the Conspiracy Conference. June 1st and 2nd can be held in Milpitas in the Santa Clara area there in California, just north of San Jose. And excellent speakers. Jim Fetzer will be there. A number of some of my favorite speakers are going to be there. And I think you'll find it a fascinating experience. If you want to understand, there really is a conspiracy against God. That's the common denominator. Now, not everybody who attends the meeting has my Christian views. Some of them are certainly on the other side, but they're always fascinating speakers. But there will be some excellent speakers there, like William Still, who's written a number of books and put out a number of DVDs, which we carry, which we have carried for years, because his insight is excellent. Even though William and I disagree necessarily on the solution, why, of course, our views are very, very similar, and who knows, maybe he's right and I'm wrong. I understand that the significant people will be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference, and we need to support things of that sort if you're in a position to. Our telephone numbers, you said that you can look up on the Internet on the Conspiracy Conference, and it's well worthwhile attending. You'll find the information fascinating. So basically, of course, then of course we have an excellent four CD set on geoengineering. We have a four CD set on aspartame, the poison our food, the poison our air, the poison our vaccines.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you?"